It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. It is Little Friday. Hello, we are the Joe and Alex Show. Yeah, it's Thursday. If you're like, what? What's Little Friday? Hey, follow us social media-wise. It's Twitter and Instagram. That's what we like to use, at Joe and Alex Show. We also use our station Facebook page to post the stuff up there. Good morning, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I realized something about myself last night.
What?
I went to a Christmas party, and, you know, people were asked to bring different snacks and treats or whatever.
Oh, not what
like
did
it wasn't
bring?
Like a full meal served. I brought a cocktail shrimp. In really spicy cocktail sauce.
That sounds so good.
And everybody liked it. Mine was like totally eaten all the way. And people were like, oh my gosh, this is such a good idea to bring cocktail shrimp as a like a snack for one of these little Christmas parties. I'm going to totally steal this idea. So I was really proud of myself. But what I noticed about myself was, you know, all this food is sitting around and none of the girls are eating. I mean, no one is eating. Nobody grabs a plate when they first get there and starts eating. I am the only one.
Good
I am the
you.
Only one
Good
that
for you.
Starts getting all these snacks together, and I'm just walking around like a fatty. So
hey,
anyway.
Hey, you're not a fatty, and there's nothing wrong with eating some food.
Well, I'm fat on the inside. I always like to say that I'm the fattest, skinny girl that you'll ever meet. So shout out to all my fat, skinny girls, because I totally took one for the team last night and looked, you know, really weird, just sitting around stuffing my face while everybody else was like all cute and ugly Christmas sweatered out. Producer Porkchop is to my left. Good morning.
Good morning, and there's nothing wrong with what you did, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm always the first one to go get food, and then I get seconds and thirds. But anyways.
And you're one of the girls, too, so there you go.
I'm really excited because I might be signing my lease today, and if not today, definitely tomorrow.
Yay, finally. He's not going to be homeless, living out of his car.
I know, right? Now, I've been living at my boyfriend's aunt's house for the past month, and I feel bad. I feel like I really imposed upon her, but she's so sweet, really nice, and so accommodating. I love her so much, and I'm only going to be living like 3 miles away from her, so that's cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you're not that far from where I live either, are you?
No, yeah, I'm only like 3 miles from you, too. We're all going to be so close together. We should
wow.
have lunch and dinner every single day.
Dude, yeah. I'm down with that. You're more than welcome. It'll be fun.
Alex was like, yeah.
Now, you passed. I was surprised. You actually cleared the background check at the apartment place.
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me? I have no record. I am so clean. My record's so clean.
Not what I found online, but okay.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Liv?
I actually got dinner with a friend last night. I tried a new taco place.
Ooh.
But it was really hard to find something that didn't have dairy or gluten in it. And so I ended up like building my own tacos and I just really messed it up.
How'd you mess it up?
Like, I just think that like they're chefs for a reason. They know like what tastes good together and I don't.
What was your concoction?
I had like portobello mushrooms with like the pineapple salsa, which just was not a good choice. And then I had the shrimp without a shell. It was just bad.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
It was just bad news, Bears.
Yeah, that's actually said. I didn't think you could mess up a taco, but it sounds like you did in that situation.
I accomplished messing it up. Yeah, Joe, what about you, though?
Okay, mad rush yesterday to get Christmas presents for everybody here on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll be giving those away live on our Instagram and on the radio. It's at Joe and Alex Show, by the way, at 9, 8 Central. So I got it. As you could tell, you guys can see right here, looking in the studio.
Yeah.
I didn't really do much. It was mainly my wife that helped out. So,
well, that's fine. I don't care about how things are wrapped.
No. Well, that's what I told Alex. Okay, let me ask you this. And I love my wife, Lindsay. She'll hear this later. She's sleeping now, but she'll see the podcast or listen to it. I love what Lindsay's dad does. My father-in-law, he gets from a grocery store a paper bag. He puts said present in it. Folds the bag over, staples it twice.
Oh, no.
It's a simple gift wrap. I love the way he wraps gifts. That's all he does.
I don't like that.
I did that with all of your presents last night, and my wife got home and unwrapped them all and said, you will not give your friends and coworkers that. So I'm just saying, I tried to like put my personal touch on it.
Well, I care to a certain extent. I mean, I think it should be some sort of Christmas theme. It doesn't have to be wrapped with paper, but if it's in a Christmas bag.
Happy birthday wrapping.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't look right.
Okay.
But like, I don't know. I love going to Paper Source. I don't know if you know that store. It's a national chain. It's like in every mall ever, but they're fancy, expensive, ooh, like wrapping paper. I love going there selfishly, but I think I'm the only one that cares because I've noticed my friends and stuff will just unwrap it and throw it away. And I'm like, oh my God, that was such expensive paper.
Yeah, you really like taking pride in that.
So for other people now, I've just started doing Dollar Tree like paper, and then I'm like, whatever. Cheap. But for me, I love expensive wrapping personally. I think it's fun. Coming up in the garbage, a famous actor roasted Ariana Grande, and people can't decide if it was over the line or not. The best Christmas commercial ever, and you won't believe how much Paris Hilton makes DJing.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Actor Michael Rapaport is receiving backlash for comments he made about Ariana Grande's appearance. Yesterday, Michael posted a throwback photo of Ariana on social media and captioned it, Ariana Grande is 27, acts 12. You take off those boots she hides her legs in, the cat eye makeup and the genie ponytail, and I think there's hotter women working the counter at Starbucks. No disrespect to Starbucks. Well, the post, which he shared on Instagram and Twitter, has since drawn much criticism. One user tweeted, you know I ride for you 10 out of 10 times, but why are we shaming Ariana Grande without makeup on? You have a loud voice and large reach. Don't let this be a moment where young girls feel like they need to be in costumes or full makeup to be beautiful. After seeing the backlash on social media, he just doubled down. He did not apologize. He said, when I talk viciously about the leader of the free world, aka D-Stain, Donald Trump, or Tiki Torch, tough guys in Virginia, I'm a social media hero. But a joke about Ariana Grande is shaming? Eat D's, snowflakes. He said, I can say anything about cockeyed Kellyanne Conway, Laura Ingraham, Melania Trump, Ivanka Trump, or Candace Owens, and you little hipster fake pee power hat wearing mofos get hype. I talk crap about Ariana Grande once, and now I hate women? Ariana Grande has not responded to his comments, but
I don't think she will either.
I don't have a problem with what he's... I mean, whatever. Yeah, I mean, he's right. You can't say that one group of women, it's okay to make fun of them. Probably a better idea not to make fun of people's looks in general.
I was going to say, that's probably the best
That's bet. The best idea. But if you are okay with somebody making fun of only one group of people's looks and not somebody else's, then yeah, you do need to reassess your situation. So honestly, I stand with Michael on this. Even though his thing, though also you have to keep in mind, his thing is kind of ticking people off and being a jerk. Like, that's his thing. Macaulay Culkin pulled off a Home Alone reboot in a new ad for Google. In the ad, he plays a grown-up Kevin McAllister, still home alone in the same familiar McAllister house at Christmas, only this time it's a smart house filled with smart devices.
Mom? Dad? Hey, Google, what's on my calendar today?
You have one event called House to Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list. Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Too bad AC.
Someone's at the front door.
What do I owe you?
Looks like you paid online.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, Google, begin Operation Kevin.
Operation Kevin underway.
Gotta get out of here before somebody sees us.
Do you love it? I love it.
It is pretty good. They took all the iconic things from the movie and put it into their little ad.
Best Christmas ad of the season, in my opinion. Paris Hilton says she's keeping the $2 million engagement ring Chris Zilka got her during an interview with Jenny McCarthy. She said she's keeping the ring because the jeweler received millions of dollars in free publicity. Legal experts say whether the jeweler received free publicity or not is totally irrelevant. Chris is the one who bought the ring, and under California law, if Paris called off the engagement, which she did, Chris has a right to get it back. It's called a gift in contemplation of marriage. Now, it is possible that Chris is willing to eat the money, and he's never demanded the ring back. So, I mean, there's that. But I can't imagine just giving someone a $2 million piece of jewelry and being like, keep it, even if you break up.
Well, I mean, if you have $2 million to spend on a ring, that's probably nothing to
you. I guess. By the way, you won't believe how much she's making just to DJ clubs.
Well, I hate bragging, but anywhere from like a couple hundred grand up to a million to play a 90-minute set. But I add more to a party than just DJing. Like, I DJ, but I also... we'll go and entertain all the guests. I'll take selfies with everyone. I'll really promote the hell out of whatever venue it is and make it the hottest spot in whatever country I'm in. So it's worth the investment for them.
That's a voice that we didn't get to the other day, but that is an annoying-ass voice.
Oh, you don't like hers? Yeah, but that's her normal voice.
I know, but I can't stand how she talks. It's the vocal fry.
See, I don't think it's bad there, but when she does her TV stuff and everything, that's where she has talked about how she does a fake voice.
No, but her natural talking voice really...
That annoys you?
It's making me mad, yes. It's weird. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, this will make you feel better, because this is, I think, the best clip of the day. LeBron James was giving his son a pep talk after his youth basketball game, and it's one of the best things ever. Just, it's such a feel-good. And how cool would it be to be a sports player and your freaking dad is LeBron James?
You get too down on yourself for no reason. You made three of the biggest plays of the game. You got the offensive rebound, right? Down four, you got the offensive rebound, got the tip in, right? And then you had the outlet pass to Owen when he got the and one. And then you made the last swing scene to him for the game winner. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're missing shots or making shots, don't worry about it, kid. You played a hell of a game.
Boom!
I thought that was really cute. Coming up in less than an hour, this reality star's nasty fight with her husband ended in a 911 call.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, my wife has asked for this for Christmas, but after this story that we're about to talk about, no, I am not getting her this present. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We'll be right back.
You hear that?
It's the Big Pig song!
There was a pig, and he was big. He liked to dig and wear a wig. He did a jig and ate a fig. He was a big, big pig.
Well, this is something that my wife is going to be disappointed in hearing, because now I have an excuse not to get a little pig. She wants one of those little mini pigs all the time.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of people want those, like, teacup pigs or whatever.
Yeah. They say, like, a micro pig or whatever it is. Well, the fattest pig is up for adoption. Amy, the potbelly pig, was bought in 2016 by owners who thought they were getting a mini pig. But Amy grew and grew and grew to the point that they could no longer keep her and had to surrender to a farm.
How big did she grow?
Well, let's see here. They fed her everything, by the way, from meats and veggies and cookies and donuts. I don't know if you're supposed to do that. And the manager of the farm actually said that she got so fat because she was fed that food that was wrong, I guess. And she got at least 100 pounds overweight.
Whoa.
100 pounds is a lot for anything to be overweight. I mean, trust me, I don't know.
That's huge.
When they got her, they were saying it was easily one of the fattest pigs that they had ever seen. Amy, I guess, too, and this is kind of sad, Amy the pig, is depressed due to her size and refused to move for days. She's now on a strict diet and does piggy aerobics.
Piggy aerobics? What does that consist of?
Well, she's working out. It involves walking the length of the barn several times. Pork Chop, are you listening right here?
Yes.
If this pig can do aerobics, so can you.
I know. Okay? And it just so happens to have the same name as me.
That is true. It's a type of meat. So it's doing the piggy aerobics. So far, Amy the pig has lost about 20 pounds since arriving at the farm, and the hope is she'll lose up to 80 more before they slaughter her. No, I'm kidding. The farm is seeking an educated owner who can offer their home and yard to Amy for the holiday season. So this place is cool, too. This farm in particular has taken in almost 100 homeless pigs over the last 5 years, and I guess they're saying it's all because of the mini pig fad. They're giving you a warning. Lindsay, are you listening?
Is this bad that after hearing this, I still am really craving bacon?
Yes. Oh, no. I mean, bacon sounds so good right now. Oh, my gosh.
We're horrible people.
They can't stress it enough. If someone tells you they're selling mini pigs who will stay small for their entire lives, they're not telling the truth.
Ooh.
Oh, man. But actually, bacon does sound pretty good, Alex.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in about 6 minutes, Joe's Need to Know News. Everything that you need to know. In one little break. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, when one Alabama school bus driver realized that his passengers might have to skip breakfast because of a winter weather storm delay, he headed over to the local Mickey D's and bought biscuits for every child. This is actually a school bus that it happened on. He wanted to make sure that every kid on the bus, there's 50 of them, would have something to eat because, well, he didn't want them to starve going into school because of the delay. One of the kids told him, "Man, you must be rich." Well, the thing is, he's not. He's actually a full-time minister. And unless you're you're one of those big TV evangelists right there that buys your wife Lamborghinis like that guy did the other day, you probably don't have a ton of money serving the Lord, but you do a good job with your life. Well, he said, nah, but if you think about it, you take your family out for a dinner, it's about $50, so it wasn't too bad. To him, he said it was just second nature. He said he was repaid with lots of fist bumps, high fives, and a lot of love you, and a lot of thank you. So that's really sweet that the kids appreciate that.
That is good.
Man, I could hear Alex in the bus, I want a biscuit!
That's right.
Give me a biscuit now! A Florida man needed some decorations for his house, so he did what anybody would do. He stole a Christmas wreath from the front door of his neighbor across the street.
Yeah, I think they're going to notice that, dude.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, the evidence was hung right there in the door, not to mention the guy was caught on the Ring front door camera, which I totally want one of those now. They seem so cool.
Yeah, I want one too.
Yeah, it didn't take police very long to ID the guy on camera. They went right across the street and they saw the wreath hanging on his door. After he found out the cops were actually looking for him because he wasn't there at the time, he turned himself in and he's going to be in some trouble. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, but holy crap, this scared me. What's your opinion on letting them live or die when it comes to spiders? What do you
say?
You say kill them. Live the web, girl. What do you say?
I mean, I'm not going to be the one touching it. So whoever the one touching it is going to be, it's the up to them.
Okay, but there's a spider in your bedroom. What happens?
I leave my bedroom and never come back.
Okay, so but you'd like it killed probably. What about pork chop?
I always feel really, really bad, but I don't know. I've got a whole theory. I just want them to die quick and easy.
Okay, well, here's the thing. They want us to die quick and easy. This is kind of scary. I'm not trying to scare you, but it's true. In theory, spiders could eat all of the humans on Earth in just 1 year.
Whoa.
Researchers found that spiders kill an estimated 400 to 800 million tons of prey each year. To compare, the estimated mass of all the adult humans on Earth is only about 287 million tons. So about half of what they eat on an average year when it comes to their prey. This also means spiders eat as much meat as all 7 billion humans on Earth combined. So, if the spiders decide to mobilize, guys,
nope,
we are screwed.
I'm done.
So everybody, get yourself a bottle of hairspray.
Yes.
Get yourself a lighter and be vigilant. Okay?
Now I'm like down. I'm like down to get rid of them.
I never killed spiders, but guess what? I'll set my house on fire to save the rest of the world if I got to do that.
Trump wants to do space military, space army or something. Can we have a spider army that, you know, people that are just specifically recruited and designed to go after these spiders and before they get us? Because you have to be proactive. You have to make the first move.
Well, I know he wants that big wall thing. Listen, if he wants a wall and like all this money's going to happen, he's going to have to make it spider proof too.
Yes. Absolutely. Ooh. The wall better be spider proof.
Because the itsy bitsy spider can climb.
That's right.
And I ain't down with that.
That's right.
And this is so cool, Alex. I feel like this is something that you would maybe say wedding goals, even though I know you do like gifts. What if you did what this couple did? Brad and Jessica Bond got married in Orlando. This happened on last Saturday. They took their entire wedding party of 100 people to Target and gave each of them a $10 gift card, but it wasn't for them to get a present for themselves. They asked them, hey, will you please go buy a toy for Toys for Tots and like bring it to the front so we can get like a bunch of gifts for the kids?
Oh, so cute.
Now, here's what's cool. A lot of the guests ended up spending more than just the $10.
They did
that out of their own pocket. Now, Jessica did the whole thing in her wedding gown, which is really cool. Great photos are online at joeandalexshow.com. It wasn't just a random idea that they had, by the way. This is actually a tradition for them. Brad took Jessica to Target on their first date 7 years ago, and there's more to that. The reason they went there is they went there to pick out toys together for Toys for Tots.
I love it.
I mean, come on, Brad. You're making us other guys look like turds, dude. I appreciate what you do right there, but man, quit making us look so bad. That is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check all these stories out online at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Also, click on our story on Instagram. So much stuff goes on. You can see yesterday what went down on the show. We put links up there, too. And check out everything online at joeandalexshow.com. So Santa's the man. He travels the entire Earth, the entire world, in one night and makes it happen and brings the presents. But when it comes to the presents, when do you open those things up? Because sometimes, you know, your family gets you presents too. Santa's not the only one that does the gift giving and brings you what you want. And I have a big argument that I guess I kind of lose because I don't have control when I'm at my mother and father-in-law's house. But they do present opening on Christmas Eve. But when it comes to people in my family, we do it on Christmas Day. When do you guys open presents? When's the right time? Is it Christmas Eve or do you do it on Christmas Day? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex, what do?
I always grew up opening one gift on Christmas Eve. I got to pick one.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest I get and open from Santa in the morning on Christmas Day.
And do you still kind of continue that now?
I like to, yeah. But I don't think with the Egyptian this year, I don't think that we're going to do one present beforehand because, you know, when you're older, your gifts are more expensive and only a few to go around.
Limited edition.
I don't want him to open one and then only have, you know, a couple to open the next day.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What does your family do?
We always open the presents on Christmas Day. But this year, because all my sisters have to go to their in-laws, we're doing it on Christmas Eve, which I feel really weird about.
I do, too. I feel like that's a Christmas Day thing. Like, I want to open all their presents the same time I open up all the presents from Santa. Like, that's when I want to open my stuff up. Producer Porkchop, what about you and your family?
As a kid, I always opened gifts on Christmas morning, and that was it.
Okay, see, that's what I feel like this is the normal thing. I think it's a little weird or different if you're actually opening them on Christmas Eve. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Santiago.
Hey, when do you open the presents?
Midnight.
At midnight?
Wow, you must be one of the first houses Santa goes to.
Oh, yeah. And ever since I was little, that's always been our thing. My parents would wake us up like around midnight, 12:30, and then... Hey, here you go, open up your presents so when you wake up in the morning, you can play with them.
That's so fun. That's really cute.
That is kind of cool.
That's still Christmas Eve. Like, it's not Christmas until you wake up. Before you go to bed, it's Christmas Eve, right?
When my mom was little, she's the oldest of four siblings, and they all woke up in the middle of the night after Santa had came, and they went downstairs, and they saw that Santa had brought them an ice hockey table.
Oh, awesome.
Or air hockey, I guess
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I knew what you meant. Yep.
Yep. So Santa brought them an air hockey table, and my mom and her siblings started playing it. But, of course, it's like, you know, 2, 3 in the morning, so it's extremely loud. Right, it's extremely loud. So my mom's dad came downstairs and yelled at him, like, get upstairs, it's not Christmas morning yet. And they had to go back upstairs.
Hey, let's put this up on our Instagram story and maybe a little tweet we can send out there, just at Joe and Alex Show for both of those. I just would be curious to see like what the majority of Joe and Alex Show listeners do. Is it Christmas Eve or do you open the presents on Christmas Day?
Or do you get nothing because you're bad?
I don't want to talk about that anymore. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, I got to tell you, there's always a lot of tension lately, and I don't know why, between Liv the Web Girl and producer Porkchop, and now they're really getting into it when it comes to sports.
But if I had a store, I mean, I feel like sports stores, because I feel like a lot of guys, they really, like when they play fantasy football, they know a lot about sports.
Like
so,
Dick's,
you know,
Sporting Goods?
Yeah, or you go in and look for jerseys of like, and I don't know who the coolest jersey is. So
Play
the sports, win the games. And Porkchop thinks he's absolute best.
I just wanted to play that clip because he's always like, Joe, how come you don't think I know much about sports? And he literally admitted right there that you were like, well, I don't know what jerseys are cool. I feel self-conscious in like a sports store.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. That's an example of what's going on here. We're going to settle it next. We're going to see who knows more about sports. We're going to have a sports off between producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl. Hope you guys brought your mouth guards. Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And, I mean, Alex, I'll lean on you for this. Maybe you have an explanation that I'm missing, but why is it that, especially recently, do you think Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl are just... I feel like they're like siblings fighting, like they're always competing.
Well, there are two producers, so, you know, one and the same. Birds of a feather flock together.
Do you think they're just trying to win our love and affection? Is that what it is?
No, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's just the other day, you're like, hey, let's ask our resident sports expert, Liv the Web Girl. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm also a resident sports expert.
I mean, Liv's really, like, she's the one that rattles off sports. All the time we talk about stuff around the room, Liv usually talks sports. You don't mention sports that often.
Well, there can only be one.
All right. Well, Liv the Web Girl, anything you'd like to comment on this, like explaining things.
I just think it's so bizarre how like upset Porkchop is about it that you asked me about sports.
Did you know that I have been on the biggest sports radio station in the world?
Like all these weird flexes and bragging, but okay.
I was on it for 5 minutes in New York City, live, in studio. Yeah.
Woo, big whoop.
All right, listen, we need to end this right now. We need to have this underway. We have to get this thing going. Are we ready?
I'm ready. I've been ready.
All right, it is time now to have a little sports battle here on the Joe and Alex Show. Going to give you a little sports trivia. You buzz in anytime, okay, with your name. Don't wait. Whoever gets the most right, we will crown as our sports official on the Joe and Alex Show, our resident sports expert.
Okay, while you guys do this, I'm going to check on E! News.
Okay. How many holes are there in a
four? Lit.
Go ahead.
18.
Chop. Correct. Chop just beat you. 18 holes in a full round of golf.
I mean, I knew that one, but he just didn't finish the question, but okay.
He said buzz in as soon as you know the answer.
I know.
Whenever you want.
What Rocked.
What is professional wrestler John Cena's catchphrase?
Liv.
Liv.
You can't see me.
Darn it. I know it's dun 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 dun.
That's his intro song.
I know.
All right. It's 1-1 right now. Next question. How many soccer players should be on the field at the same time? Liv.
11.
That's actually wrong.
Oh, dang.
Gosh. 2, 3.
How many soccer players should be on the field at the same time?
9. Oh, wait. Like, both teams all together or one team?
The answer is 22.
So, two teams.
I was right.
No.
I know 11 for one team. I thought that's what you meant.
No, I said how many soccer players should be on the field at the same time.
Right, I know. But either way, I'm right. That 11 per team.
I'm not going to give that to you. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I just want Porkchop to know.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, because 11 was wrong, that's why I guess something else.
All right, guys, how about this right here? A shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Liv. Badminton.
Oh, my God. Why are you asking weird sports? Come on. Like football, badminton. Baseball, hockey.
Now you're going to question my questions?
Yes.
Wow, that's not very good.
Ask real sports questions. The four major sports things in America.
Liv.
Joe's next question. How many boogers can fit on the back of a bathroom stall? Go.
Who is the only person in NBA history to be named the most valuable player, coach of the year, and executive of the year?
Liv.
Executive of the year.
What the heck? You better not know
Jason
the answer.
Jason Kidd.
Oh, good answer, though. He played for the Nets. He was number 5.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't matter. Poor chap. Most valuable player.
Hold on. Wait.
Coach of the year.
I can see him. Byron Scott.
Damn it. Larry Bird.
Oh, that would have been my next guess.
Okay. Okay. Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Chops! Michael Phelps!
Hold on. You did buzz in first, Porkchop, barely. You're correct.
Woohoo! Woohoo! 2-2. We might hear the Porkchop winning bet for the first time ever.
Yeah, we've never heard your victory song.
Like, I know. Like, I know these, but Porkchop just has way more energy right now.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You sound like a zombie.
Well, you got to fight through the sickness. Like,
I know.
Like,
I am freaking sick. I have half a voice.
I woke up with a mild fever.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, my
cool.
God. I'm so sick of these kids. I'm gonna call, by the way, and tell your boss to fire you myself.
Yeah, I'm going to, because you seriously need to quit working with these sick kids.
Every other day, you're sick.
2-2.
Now I've gotten sick.
2-2.
Is this the final question?
It's not, but okay. We're pretty darn close.
Okay.
We're wrapping it up here. What boxer famously said that he should be a postage stamp because
Chops. Muhammad Ali.
Wow, because that was the only way he'd ever get licked. Correct. Porkchop has taken a commanding 3-2 lead.
Yes.
We only have a few questions left here.
Like, he thinks I care.
Well, just know that from now on, I will be the resident sports expert.
Unless it's a rematch down the road. This is for the big title.
If that's what he needs to, like, feel okay with himself, then he can have it.
Last two questions
here. You should
be
representing women everywhere right now. You're not doing a good job.
I'm just like, I know what I know, and I'm, like, okay with it.
Hey, guys. Last two questions here.
Pork Chop, if you get this, game over. And we hear the Pork Chop victory song. Kind of rude. I was rooting for Liv at first, but I kind of want to hear your song.
No, I'm gonna tackle you.
Joe
Liv.
Never roots for anyone besides Pork Chop.
You know what a half Nelson is?
No.
Well, you're about to get one.
Guys, please listen to me. I'm the one giving the questions. Lambeau Field is home to which?
Chops, Green Bay. Woohoo! I won. I've been there too. I won.
Pork Chop. I am proud to present to you on behalf of the Joe and Alex Show the official title of resident sports expert. You have dethroned Liv, the web girl.
Liv, Pork Chop, who is on the bubble right now for the playoffs?
For what sport? For football? NFL. I could tell you. I mean, it's a lot. It would take a long time.
We don't have time for that, and I don't know the answer.
The Patriots, the Texans are up there. They didn't clinch yet.
I'm gonna ask you guys to quit talking.
I'm clinching my butt cheeks.
Dolphins are in the hunt.
Please, I'm going to ask you to quit talking. And real quick, we will celebrate Producer Pork Chop's brand new victories, brand new title.
I'm taking off my headphones for this.
No, I think you should hear the song just to know what it sounds like. Here we go.
Pork Chop! Pork Chop.
Hey, congratulations, Pork Chop, woo-hoo! Our brand new Joe and Alex Show resident sports expert.
Coming up, this reality star's nasty fight with her husband ended in a 911 call. Everyone is upset with Offset and what Tom Holland asked to have built into a Spider-Man suit.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and let's get into the garbage.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Cops were called to the home of Jenny, JWoww Farley, and Roger Matthews in New Jersey last week following a nasty fight that forced the Jersey Shore star to file a restraining order against her estranged husband. And now the 911 call has been kind of talked about in the news. In the call, the 911 operator explains that the incident to the incident to the local police department, and she was like, oh my gosh, him and his wife are getting divorced. They're in the middle of getting divorced. She's making up all kinds of stuff. She's threatening to throw him out and call the cops. And then you can hear kids in the background screaming, saying mommy can't control her emotions and all this
that,
stuff.
That is so terrible for kids to have to witness that kind of stuff. I hate hearing that.
Yeah, not good for them. Offset ticked off a lot of artists this week after saying Migos was the biggest group in the world to ever exist, which triggered Lazy Bone to fire back and say that Outkast, NWA, and the Beastie Boys can arguably lay claim to the title, and that Bone Thugs and Harmony is right up there with them. He thinks that Offset and the rest of Migos is talented, but anointing themselves the biggest group ever ignores the path paved by the OGs. Lazy Bone says Offset and the Migos need to learn the word homage.
Pay homage. I agree. Are you a Bone Thugs and Harmony fan? I am. I love them growing up.
I like this song.
I love Crossroads. Oh my gosh. I'll see you at the crossroads. Or wake up, wake up.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
It's the first of the month.
Rosie O'Donnell is a grandmother. Rosie's 21-year-old daughter, Chelsea, welcomed a baby girl named Skylar Rose with her boyfriend. The former View co-host shared the good news on Twitter yesterday, posting a photo of the new parents and the baby and another of her holding the granddaughter. This news comes just months after Rosie and Chelsea reconnected following a very public feud, which involved an infamous missing persons report.
Yeah, that was insane. I'm glad they actually worked things out.
And Tom Holland, who's known for playing Spider-Man, says that he requested that they add something special to his Spider-Man suit in the movie.
We just made it much more comfortable. I didn't have a zip so I could go to the bathroom, which I did request. I lost that battle. It was amazing to wear, and those suits are so realistic, it's almost disappointing that they don't work. You almost feel so much like Spider-Man that you could jump off a building.
Coming up in less than an hour, an update on the Super Bowl halftime show drama.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, what would you do if your significant other's family did something rude to your own parents? Lizzie has a Christmas situation and needs your help next for Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Ask Alex is your chance to call into the show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show, and send us a DM that way. Or email joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Really no excuse for you not to be able to hop on the air this morning. Let's talk to Lizzie. Hey, you're on for Ask Alex today, and why are we talking to you?
Well, okay, so I've been dating my boyfriend for 3.5 years.
Okay.
So
This is our fourth Christmas together right now. And the past 3 years, my parents are always included in his family's plans because we're Jewish. Then, you know, on Christmas Day, they're going to be home by themselves anyway, you know, and it's just nice. We're all together. I don't know. It's just the other day, my mom asked me if she should message my boyfriend's aunt because she's the one who's hosting, like, everyone for Christmas this year. And she's like, well, should we see, you know, if we're invited and whatever? And I was like, well, yeah, you know, just because my parents hadn't gotten the invitation, I didn't think there was anything weird. I figured, oh, she'll just ask what she should bring, assume she's invited. Like, it's really the more the merrier.
Well, she's been, if your parents have been going for the last several years, I feel like that's fair to assume that they're going.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we're not, you know, we're not engaged or anything, but it's like, it's going that way. So I'm not really that worried about it. So I don't know. Anyway, so my mom sends a text, and then 10 minutes later, my boyfriend gets a call from his aunt to say that she only wants it to be family this year.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
So, no, and she didn't send my mom a message back about it. She just sent it to my boyfriend, so, like, my mom's just dangling. And now I'm just really, I don't know, I'm kind of hurt, you know? My parents are going to be home alone. They're going to know. It's not that the fact that it's Christmas. Again, we're Jewish. It's fine. But it's just a nice festive time. Everyone's together. It's, I don't know. The thought of, like, facing his aunt at this point makes me pretty upset. And I just don't know how to react right now on this hot. Like, how am I supposed to handle it? Do I not go? I mean, I don't know what to do.
That's hard because if you don't go, then that's going to cause, obviously, problems with you and your boyfriend's family.
I think so, but, like, she wants just family this year. Well, then if my parents aren't the family, then I guess I'm not the family. But then, I don't know. The whole thing was really weird.
I'm kind of torn, like, 50-50 because you guys are dating. You're not even engaged and you're not married. So if you guys were married, I'd say, yeah, I think the family should be there because you guys were technically connected. You'd be family. But I guess I kind of think maybe they what's the word without hurting people's feelings? I think they just need to, like, maybe get over it.
They need to buck up.
And, yeah, and kind of stay home. Like, if that's the request, you're just girlfriend, boyfriend. It's not like your fiancé or, you know, husband and wife. Am I wrong about that? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Like, I don't want anybody to be alone. You know me, I'm the person that invites everybody to the party because I know the feeling of not being invited, but then again, it's Christmas Day. I'm kind of like in the middle of this. I see where it's like you shouldn't be that upset.
I feel like it's fair to say, you know, the question is it fair that his parents said, oh, well, we only, or, you know, his family said they only wanted to be family? Because my thing is, if this was the first time, then I think it's okay. But the fact that they've invited your family or your parents every Christmas for the last, you know, several years that you guys have been together, and now all of a sudden they're saying no, that is so rude to me. I almost feel like you should just ask, like, go to your boyfriend's Christmas and then ask them, be like, hey, so, like, you know, what happened? My parents were looking really forward to this. I don't know, because that's the thing is, you know, we're getting a bunch of tweets saying, like, you know, I don't know if that's really fair for them to do that or not.
833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. You can also let us know what you think on social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Lizzie, can you hang on and we'll talk to you in a few minutes?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, cool. Okay. We'll get to Lizzie, and we'll get to your calls and social media next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're doing Ask Alex.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, where do we have this posted on our social media if people want to interact?
Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook, just search for Radio Now.
Okay.
Lizzie is Jewish. She's dating a non-Jewish person, and her boyfriend's family for the last several years has invited her parents to come to Christmas so they wouldn't be alone. But this year, they didn't invite her parents and said they just wanted to be family. So now Lizzie's parents are going to be alone on Christmas, and she doesn't know what to say to his family when she's there. Was it fair for his parents to say they only wanted to be family after the last couple years of inviting them, and how should she respond? Barbara says Lizzie isn't family, so she she shouldn't go either. His family's being petty, and I feel bad for her parents. And Gina said, I'm with you, Alex. If his family's been inviting her family for a long time, then that is so rude for them to say it's just family. If I was her, I wouldn't go to his family's Christmas. I would be with my parents.
Lizzie, did something happen? I mean, you didn't say anything, but did something happen where maybe they didn't get the invite this year?
No, I mean, his aunt specifically, said, we're only having family. This is only after my mom, I told my mom to reach out because I figured his aunt would just go, oh, yeah, you know, why don't you bring a vegetable or, you know, whatever. And then instead, his aunt didn't even reply to my mom. His aunt just, replied to my boyfriend and was like, oh, no, it's just family. So it's not even, I don't know. It's just, the whole thing is just weird. It made everybody feel bad.
All right, Lizzie, let's get some advice from fellow Joe and Alex Show listeners right now. Let's talk to TT on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, TT?
I honestly think that if he loves her the way that he does, then he'll understand, and she needs to spend time with her family because Christmas is all about family, and that's where she needs to be.
Lizzie, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, then I just don't go. Again, I'm Jewish, right? So it's just, it's not really, I don't go with his family his family goes to church on Christmas Eve and sings carols and stuff. And I've never done that, although I probably could. I mean, that's just sort of fun. And if we get married, of course, that's what we're doing. But Christmas Day is just a big family meal and everyone's hanging out together. And I don't know.
Like Lizzie thinks it's whether you're Jewish or you're Christian, if one's celebrating it, why can't you be in on the action? That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of torn on this. I don't see why you couldn't celebrate and why they couldn't either.
I don't know why your boyfriend didn't tell off your aunt and say, no, Lizzie's family is my family too, and they're coming.
He should have definitely stuck up for her.
I don't know.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you, TT, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. All right, hold on, Lizzie. We got some more phone calls, people that would like to talk to you and, I guess, give their input and advice. Heather's on the Joe and Alex Show, and what do you think?
I agree with Alex. I feel like her boyfriend should say, look, we're not married. That's just a piece of paper, but she's my family, and her family is my family, too. And if they're not welcome, then we won't be coming.
So you think, there's not a difference between just dating and being a married couple?
Not for as long as they've been dating, and her parents have been coming to Christmas for the past 3 years.
Is it a red flag if Lizzie's boyfriend refuses to stand up to this aunt that's hosting their Christmas, you think? If she tells him, hey, I would really like you to say something and say that this was rude of them to do, and he refuses, is that a bad sign?
Possibly, yes.
Ooh.
But then you're going to cause more family drama.
Going forward, if she's going to marry him, I would want a husband that's going to stand by my side and stick up to me.
All right.
Stick up for me.
Thank you, Heather, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate you. Let's talk to Tatum. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, what's up? You've heard the story with Lizzie and what's going down with the family and now not being invited to Christmas. What do you think?
I think, honestly, that since she texted the boyfriend, it was to him, and that's her way of saying that she doesn't want Lizzie to go, but then she can just go with her family. It's been Christmas with them.
You think that her boyfriend's family doesn't want her to go either?
Yeah.
Ooh, Lizzie, do you think that they don't like you?
Oh, I mean, I don't think so. I don't know. Now I don't know. Now I didn't think so. I felt pretty welcome before. Wow, now I don't know.
Yikes.
Are you sure? Because I feel so confused. And thank you, by the way, for the call. I'm not saying you did something bad, but how does something change like this after 2 years of being away? Something had to happen with the parents or with Lizzie, right?
Right. I kind of want you to go, Lizzie, and then confront the aunt and say, hey, did I do something to offend you or did my parents do something to offend you? Why?
Yeah.
For them not to be invited. That's what I think.
But you got
to
do that before. You don't show up on Christmas Eve or day and ask that question. That's something you hash out before. That would be a terrible idea to do it on an actual event the day of.
I don't want this hanging like that. That's so weird.
A lot of people are saying that your boyfriend on Twitter should ditch his family and say, well, I'm going to spend the holiday with Lizzie's. But Lizzie is Jewish, so they're not celebrating Christmas. So that's kind of the thing is that, her boyfriend's probably going to want to celebrate Christmas. So I don't think he's going to want to go to her parents' house because they're not doing anything.
I would totally.
Yeah, my parents don't have a tree,
No, I get that. But here's what I would do. I'm Christian, but if my wife was Jewish and that was the case, if I was in your shoes, I would totally do that. I would like, let's go see a movie today. Let's go get some Chinese food. Like, I would enjoy that. That's not a bad idea. Let's do one more call real quick here. And if you can't get through on the phones, let Lizzie know on our Twitter at Joe and Alex Show or on our Facebook to search for Radio Now and she can check that out. Christy, you are on with Lizzie. What did you want to say?
Hi, guys. I am in a relationship of 4 years. We are not married and likely will never be. And I think it is complete crap that them being married or not is even an issue. That they are family. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, to me, it makes absolutely no difference. And I think she should go spend time with her parents and screw that family. I think it's really, really, really crappy. And the other thing is, I think the boyfriend should stand up for you. And you guys are family, so he should let him know that.
Now, Christy, why do you say you're likely to never be married? That's a long time to be with somebody.
Yeah, we were both married before. Oh. And honestly, once you have somebody just say, hey, I don't want to be married anymore, it's just a piece of paper. You know, it's a symbol sometimes for people. For us, a piece of paper is not going to make our relationship any more valid than it is right now. So to me, marriage is just highly overrated.
All right. That's an interesting take on that one. Hey, Christy, thanks for calling in. I mean, I would argue that to me, marriage is an actual commitment between you and your partner and, you know, a higher power, but whatever.
If she does change her mind and decide to get married, I am down to DJ the wedding.
He's always down.
Himself in there. He's like, how can I make money off of this person?
I'm really good.
Lizzie, here's the thing. I think we settled on this. I think you need to talk to your boyfriend. I think you need to have him do the digging and find out what the heck happened. And I think maybe you should spend the holiday then with your parents. And if that means being apart from him just on Christmas Day, then be apart from him on Christmas Day and then do something with him either on Christmas Eve or the day after.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. And I like what that last person said. She was like, well, you're together.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, have him say that.
That's what it is, yeah.
Well, Lizzie, maybe if you can, you got her contact info, you got her number, and you got her email, how you reached out. Maybe we can get a follow-up down the road from you. I'd be interested to see, like, what actually pans out, and maybe they do go or don't go, but what actually happens if he confronts her. I mean, I would love a follow-up. I don't know about everybody else, but maybe we can get one from you if you can.
Yeah. No, I gotta think about this. But, yeah, I think I'm going to talk to my boyfriend. I'm going to see why he didn't stand up for me, which is a whole other conversation. And then, but no, I've got to figure out now. I want to talk to his aunt. I want to be like, because we didn't talk about politics. Nobody got drunk. Like, I'm trying, you know, like, nothing crazy happened last year, you know?
Well, good luck and have a, I don't know what you would say.
Well, yeah, listen, I think you still wish people a Merry Christmas. And can we wish you a happy belated Hanukkah?
Yeah, sure, why not? I'll take it up, you know.
There you go. Yeah. Happy belated Hanukkah to you. Hey, Lizzie, thank you so much for calling in today for Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show. I would like to continue kind of the family get-together question idea next. If you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, you never heard this. I don't even think Porkchop knows about this. We talked about this on air before, if I should reach out to my possible half-brother.
You have a half brother?
Possibly. I found out about this at my dad's funeral 10 years ago. This guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, I'm your half brother.
What? 10 yeah. years ago? And you've never reached out to him?
We never really talked since then, no. And finally, my brother and I reached out to his wife this week. And I've got an update, and I want to know what you would say the next move is. So if you've ever had this before where you've kind of went through something where you've maybe have a half-brother or something like that, I'll explain more of the story. Please call in because I would like to know firsthand from your experience what to do. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you about that next.
The Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Okay, well, some say this is free therapy for me, and yes, I would agree it kind of is. I like talking about my family stuff on air because, well, I feel like maybe somebody else listening out there has actually went through this. I'm trying to pull up the email right now so I can read it verbatim, but the quick backstory, my dad passed away 10 years ago, actually coming up on the 29th. When I was just 21, almost 22. Yeah, I was 22 at the time. And it's crazy to think it's been that long. And out of nowhere at the funeral, it's not a receiving line. What do you call it, though, where people come up to you and, like, pay their condolences? Like, what is that called? Does anybody know?
Procession.
But you know what I mean?
No, I think you're right. Like, just offering condolences. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, sorry for your losses. Right. So this guy comes up, never seen him before, because I know most of my family. I don't like them all. For example, my cousin Jeremy, who's kind of a crazy redneck. But this guy comes up, and he's like, hey, I'm your half-brother, and this is your nephew.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, that is such a huge bomb to drop.
And then, like,
there.
And then when that goes off, like, other people that know my dad are like, what's going on here? So I'm like, okay. And it was so weird. I just like, okay, thank you. Like, what do I say to that person?
Right.
It didn't bother me as much. But afterwards, like a year or two later, I get something in the mail, and it's this whole thing about this guy, and it's pictures of him, and it's from his wife. And she's like, look, I'm not trying to ruin anything. I'm not trying to change people's lives or cause a disturbance. But she's like, I really feel like this guy could be your half-brother, and I'm just trying to find out, helping him, like, finding out who his family and who his dad is and his health stuff. And where she's coming from, I totally get and respect that. I don't feel like she's being rude or intrusive or any of that.
You think he secretly needs a kidney, and so they're reaching out to you, and they're going to try to take your organs?
I'm not going to let my organs be harvested. I don't think so. I'm kind of selfish that way. But it made me think, though, like, I would want to know who my father is.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'd want to know who my mom is. Even if I don't have a relationship, I would like answers.
Plus, wish I had a secret sibling.
Maybe you do. Your parents, you don't know what's going on with that. Well, we thought about that, but this is like 10 years go by, and we never respond. Never really talk. We're just like, okay, it is what it is. Apparently, there was this guy's mom, and my dad did hook up back in the day. I think my dad was in high school, just out of that. And they did back in the 70s, I think it was, like a blood test, like a DNA blood test. And they said, of whatever the accuracy percentage was, that my dad was not the father. Like, there was, like, before Mari, but they said he wasn't. But that's what I've been told. I wasn't there.
But that was the DNA wasn't necessarily a thing yet. That didn't really happen until the 90s, so it probably wasn't super accurate.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, how accurate could it actually be? But that's what I was told. So I don't know. Because I see the photos, Alex, and this guy to me looks like me.
Can I see?
Give me a second, and I'll pull some up so you can see them. I'll scroll through. But here's the thing. I told my brother, I'm like, hey, I want to reach out to this guy. I was cleaning stuff out of my bedroom. I'm like, I want to reach out and see, you know, what they want to do. It's been 10 years, and maybe they're still interested, because they said they were before. And my brother just reached out. Hey, I'm my dad's name was Jim. I'm Jim's youngest son, Bob. And I'm reaching out to figure out how we can get this DNA test done. I was a lot was hidden from me and Joe, because, you know, me and my brother didn't know about any of this. And obviously my mom's not going to come out, or other family members aren't going to, if this guy is really not the thing. And it's just, sorry it's taking so long to reach back. You know, we didn't even realize. We didn't know this. My dad back in the day was married. I never knew that my dad was married.
Oh, really?
My dad never married my mom.
Wow.
But my dad was married. There's all these things that we find out after somebody passes away. And, you know, it's just, my brother was in contact with this guy. We were going to do a DNA test 10 years ago, but then my brother, he talks about how he had his depression and anxiety. This is my brother, like, you know, almost killed himself, but he's together now and he's good. And he's like, hey, I would like to do a DNA test if you guys are interested, you know, try to get you some help and some you know, a resolution here. We sent that out on Monday, and we've heard nothing back.
Ooh, that's awkward.
And that's what I'm wondering. Does this take a while? But then part of me thought, Alex, the email she gave me, that's a 10-year-old email. What if...
Is probably what it is.
You know what I mean? Like, let's say we all had Hotmail back in
the
day.
Yeah, is it Hotmail?
No, but it's like at like probably like a phone company or like a, you know...
Ooh, I bet that's not the email anymore. I bet now you've lost total contact because you waited too long.
Well, we have her address. We have their address. We have where they work. Like, they gave us a lot of details. So I'm just wondering, do I continue talking to them or trying these other avenues of how to contact them? Or is it like, leave me alone? Like, are they avoiding me? And that's just where I don't know what to do in the situation. So if you've went through anything as similar to this craziness that is my life, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Just... it's really been weighing on me a lot lately, and I feel like I need to make contact and pursue this without harassing. If they say leave me alone, for sure I will. But I think I got to do everything I can to make contact. Chloe, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
So I just wanted to go off of like what you were saying. I actually have a blood relative that I just found a couple months ago, which is so crazy to me because I just, like, my family's so small, I just couldn't believe that there's more of us. So, it's a cousin, but it's a blood cousin.
How'd you find this out? How did this all come to be?
Well, I got invited to this, to my friend's party that I hadn't seen in like 5 or 6 years, and out of nowhere, I was just like, yeah, let's go. So I went and met this girl, and we started to talk, become friends or whatever. And then the next day, my grandma was out at dinner with her mom. Didn't know that she was like her, it's my grandma's aunt too, so it'd be like my great-great aunt or something like that.
Yeah.
And she texted me, and I guess my name got brought up somehow, and she texted me and said that she just found our newfound aunt and cousin. And turns out it was the girl I met at the party the night before.
Wow, that's crazy.
So then I went over to her house to just, like, you know, meet my new aunt and new cousin and stuff. And they have a cat that looks exactly like mine. And their cat's name is Bean, which is my dog's name.
That's too funny. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's talk to Sarah on the Joe and Alex show. Sorry. Oh, dang it. I hung up on Sarah. Hey, Sarah, call back. I'll talk to you off air because we got to kind of wrap things up right now. If you got anything or any other advice, you can let us know. You can send us a DM on our Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, or maybe a message on Facebook. I just, I'm going to keep you guys updated, but what do you guys think here in the room as we wrap this up? I think I try the phone number, maybe even the place of business.
I was just going to say, let's get the phone number and try to call him on the air.
No, we can't do that on the air.
I 1,000% agree.
Yes, selfishly,
Wait, which one do you agree to, that we can't
with
do this?
With Alex.
Liv, so you're telling me if you had a half-possible half-brother, something happened where your parents weren't what they thought they were, you would want us to call on air and find out?
Totally.
You are such a liar.
Well, I want to be in the loop. I want to be in on the conversation.
Okay.
He has to know what you do at some point. Might as well do it the first call.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, if you would like to win an Amazon Echo Dot, why don't you give us a call? That number is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. It's all part of our 12 Dots of Christmas here on Radio Now. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And to call in to be part of the game we're about to play, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What are we going to play? Well, phone sex, of course.
But it ain't like that.
Well, then what's it like?
It's Christmas gender guessing.
That's right. You correctly guessed the sex of the next three people.
Of the next three elves. Mm-hmm. We got to Christmasify it.
Of the next three ho-ho-hos, and you will win an Amazon Echo Dot. It's part of our 12 Dots of Christmas. Let's start out this morning with Chelsea on line six. Hey, Chelsea, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey.
All right. Do you understand the idea of phone sex?
Yes, I do.
All right, everybody else listening right now, obviously you probably don't want Chelsea to win. We kind of want you to. But keep on calling 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Because if somebody messes up and doesn't guess the correct gender, we go to you.
Yep, we say bye, 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 bye. Chelsea, is the next person we pick up a man or a woman?
I'm going
to
say a woman.
All right, let's see what we got here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Courtney.
Ooh. You just helped Chelsea out, but we got to hang up on you, okay?
Keep calling.
All right.
Bye. Courtney's so bummed out. Chelsea, one for one. Not too shabby.
All right.
Will the next person we pick up be a man or a woman?
Phone sex.
I'm going to say a man.
Okay. Let's go and see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Good morning. Who's this?
Danielle.
Danielle,
good news. You get to play. Sorry, Chelsea, you're out.
Bye, Chelsea.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. You can call back. We'll let you through. Let's see here. Next person, Danielle, you're starting fresh. Is it going to be a man or a woman?
I'm going to go with a man.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Paige.
Oh. Hi, Danielle. Nice to talk to you for 2 seconds.
Yeah, hi and bye. All right. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
We're having phone sex.
But it ain't like that. Paige, you get to go one for one, hopefully, now. Is the next person we pick up a man or a woman?
Well, there has to be at least one man somewhere in here, so I'm going to say a man.
Let's find out. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Courtney.
Is this Courtney again? The same Courtney?
Yeah.
You are so lucky.
Wow.
That never happens.
Paige, you're unlucky because
Yeah.
Oh, well, you just hung up on us. That was kind of dramatic. I hope you get Cole for Christmas for hanging up like that, Paige. That really hurt my ear. All right, Courtney, on line number one, is the next person we pick up going to be a man or a woman?
A woman.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
It's Emra.
Oh, no, you got to call back, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. Let's see here.
Chelsea, you might be, this might be this your Courtney, second. Courtney. Is that it? Yep. Courtney, this is your second chance.
Okay.
Is it going to be a man or a woman that we pick up next, Courtney?
Say a woman again.
All right, Courtney, let's see what we got here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Hello, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Oh, it's nobody. This is a non-gender binary.
I get a freebie, right?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't hurt you, though. Let's see. Do you want to go with men or woman again?
Woman.
All right, cool. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Mary.
Ooh. Mary!
Mary, did you know
that you just lost on the show? Mary, call back. Call back. Courtney, no pressure, but...
Oh, man, we're so close.
You're so close, I can feel it.
Don't call her a comeback, kid.
Yeah, no kidding. Wouldn't it suck if she lost twice in a row?
Oh, though? That would hurt my butt.
I would kind of laugh a little bit. Courtney, is it going to be a man or a woman that you will pick up next and hopefully win that Amazon Echo Dot?
I'm
going to
say a woman again.
Okay.
Ooh, I hope so.
Luck be a lady this morning.
Please.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a dial tone.
Oh, my gosh.
You're lucky.
Gosh, why are you messing with us like that, Joe?
I'm not. It's just people.
What?
No, calm down. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Brooke.
Brooke! Oh, my gosh. Brooke, guess what?
What?
You helped Courtney win an Amazon Echo Dot.
Yay.
Brooke,
thanks, Brooke.
I'm so sorry, Brooke. Courtney, can she borrow it on like every other weekend or something?
We'll see.
All right, cool. Brooke, hang on. We'll see if we can set up that arrangement right there.
Courtney, before we put you on hold to get your information, can you just do one thing for me? Say, my name is Courtney, and I just had phone sex with Joe and Alex.
My name is Courtney, and I just had phone sex with Joe and Alex.
Woo!
Wow, taking Alex's voice away. Courtney, hang on the line. We will get all of your information. And yes, we will have one more Amazon Echo Dot tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show, and it will not involve phone sex. Just throwing it out there, okay? No cheating involved. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and kind of a listener discretion I want to throw out there.
No. Make sure you are listening. There's no discretion. Make sure your kids especially are listening.
A listener discretion I want to throw out there. If you got little ones,
they definitely want to listen to this.
If you have little ones, this might scare them.
That's the point.
So I'm throwing out a listener discretion. Alex apparently wants every kid to hear this.
Have you watched any of the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix yet?
I have not.
Well, it's an adaptation, if you don't know, of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but it's super dark and talks about stories of the occult and stuff. And the latest episode borrowed heavily from an old, super scary Icelandic Christmas folklore story where an old, scary witch named Grilla comes down from the mountains with her 13 kids who lick pots and sniff doors.
What?
So let me tell you the story of Grilla, the Christmas witch, and it is nothing short of disturbing. Way scarier than Krampus, if you've ever heard of Krampus.
Not even possible.
Children are so scared of Grilla that if you even try to just draw her, two or three will have to leave the room, so get ready for the creepiest Christmas tale of all time. Grilla is a giant troll-looking witch monster who has long, dirty, stringy hair, a giant nose, warts all over her face, horrifying glowy dead eyes, and a horned tail. Grilla lives in the mountains and is always in a bad mood due to her insatiable hunger for children. Each Christmas, Grilla comes down from her mountain dungeon to hunt for naughty children. She kidnaps them in the middle of the night and puts them in a sack and drags them as they scream back to her cave. Inside of her cave is where she boils the children alive to make a pot of her favorite stew. The ironic part is that Grilla is a mom herself to 13 sons called the Yule Lads, and she even has a cat named the Yule Cat. She had her 13 sons with two previous husbands who she ended up killing because they bored her. I think she must have been the first feminist in Iceland. Her 13 sons are equally as scary and ugly. They wear old, raggedy clothes like their mom, have bushy whiskers, and have big, round bellies. They're like the Hell's Angels, but without bikes. And each one is named after his appearance or special skill. Their skills, by the way, are weird pranks or petty crimes, and they also like to eat children. What are the names of some of these Yule lads? Meat Hook, Window Peeper, Sausage Scraper, Bowl Licker, Spoon Licker, Pot Scraper, Stubby, and Door Sniffer.
You scared me when you said Sausage Scraper. I don't want my sausage scraped.
So those are just some of the Yule lads. But there is a way to tell if Grilla is coming to get you in the middle of the night when you're tucked into your bed, children.
Well, good. How do we know this?
Before children get in bed in the night leading up to Christmas, they have to put their shoes by the window. And in the morning, if they find a potato in one of their shoes, that means the Yule lads put it there as a sign that their evil witch mom, Grilla, is going to eat you next.
No!
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, an update on the Super Bowl halftime show drama, what Bella Hadid revealed about The Weeknd, and a movie has people on the internet up in arms.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Amy Schumer is taking credit for the fact that no artists are collaborating with Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl halftime show. She posted on Instagram, "Well, guess what? I may have made a difference. No one is stepping up to perform. Maybe they wouldn't have anyway, but at least I tried to help out and do what other people are too greedy or afraid to do. Would you do that to stand up for people of color? I may have made an impact. You can write about sports and even be the best at it, but what have you done to help the marginalized or underrepresented? I will continue to do everything I can, even with all the snide little white sports writers making cutting remarks." Schumer also called out artists in an effort to block them from performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. She did it to protest the NFL's treatment of players who kneel during the national anthem. She wasn't the only celebrity to call for artists to boycott the halftime show. Rihanna also declined to join Maroon 5 because she supports Colin Kaepernick, who is credited with starting the kneeling protest. Other stars who nicked performances reportedly include Cardi B. We were wondering if she was even going to be invited. She did get invited. I guess she said no. Because, you know, she has a song with Maroon 5, so it would have been perfect.
Girls like you.
Andre 3000 said no. Mary J. Blige said no. Usher said no. And Lauryn Hill said no. So far, none have credited Schumer, though, with influencing their decisions.
Those people that said no, I like them, but I don't think I would see them at the Super Bowl anyways.
I definitely wouldn't care about Andre 3000.
Outkast? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but Outkast, not him by himself.
I know. I mean, like, as a group, I'd like that.
Yesterday, Entertainment Weekly released a first look at the live-action Aladdin movie that will be released on May 24th of 2019. And based on the initial reaction, people are not excited about it. One person tweeted, "This looks like hell."
It is terrible.
Another one said, "How dare you?" One other person said, "Picture this. It's going to be like the original Aladdin, but way worse."
I loved Aladdin. Like, it was an incredible movie. Robin Williams was the best genie ever.
Best.
But it looks so weird seeing Will Smith like that, with that tiny, tiny hat.
Well, yeah, the thing is, people were upset. I talked about this a little bit at the end of the show yesterday when this picture first came out, the Entertainment Weekly posted, like, the movie poster. It's just weird because Will Smith is the genie, but he's not blue. You know what I mean? Like, Aladdin, the Disney version, is embedded in our minds, so we expect the characters to look pretty similar. And also Jafar, the evil character, is just super hot. He's not at all creepy or evil looking, which I'm like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. They gave that weird pointy beard to Will Smith's character as the genie, but not to Jafar, who has that iconic pointy gross looking beard goatee thing.
Yeah, I'm really hung up on the genie, and I love Will Smith.
Bella Hadid is madly in love with her boyfriend The Weeknd and mentioned him in Vogue's latest edition of 73 Questions. Among questions, Hadid was asked to name the person who makes her laugh the hardest and the most beautiful person she knows. To both of those, she said, "My boyfriend." Here's a clip of some of the other questions she answered.
If you could go back in time and star in any film, what film would that be?
Probably Cruel Intentions.
What movie can you watch over and over again without ever getting tired?
Mamma Mia.
What's your favorite dish your mom cooks?
My favorite dish my mom cooks is probably spaghetti bolognese, but it's the only thing she cooks.
What's the longest you've gone without sleeping because of work?
Probably 2 days, but I'm a really, really good napper.
And guess whose birthday it is? Jonah Hill. He's 35.
Is Taylor Lautner here? Because
Because if he is, I'm about to bust through the front of my pants.
Because of this Academy Award, I even tried to go to the DMV. I'll be like at Subway. And I'll say, is there like a line for Academy Award nominees that get some sort of discounted or...
Sure. Darfur? I don't even know what the f*** that is. That sounds like a t-shirt company to me.
That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next, this story is getting a lot of attention from people, and it's making you wonder, what side are you on? It's a food industry thing having to do also with people that are hungry, and what this guy did ended up getting him fired. We will tell you all about that next and see what you think on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
This is an interesting conversation, and I feel like everybody's going to think I'm heartless, but no matter what the situation, I don't think it's right to do what happened here. If someone works in the food industry and they're hungry, is it okay for them to eat somebody else's food? Now, in this case, this wasn't like, hey, these are leftovers, like where Porkchop, for example, I lean on you. You worked at Applebee's for the longest time. You claim you're the greatest. You had the most flair, yada, 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 yada. I don't think there's anything wrong, whether it's allowed or not. If there's food left over in the back and you want to eat it after, that's gross. But I don't think, like, hey, fire Porkchop for doing that.
No, of course. I've seen people do it. I won't. I'll do it if it's like my family or Chase came in.
But there's now this video of a delivery man in India, and he's sampling a box of food from his motorcycle. He's sitting on it. And it's led the delivery company to fire the driver. However, the video itself and the man's treatment kind of sparked a debate about poverty and unemployment. Like, the man was so hungry, he kind of opened up this container and was just scooping out, eating, I guess, just a little bit so you couldn't tell that it was eaten.
I see.
But now they're saying, hey, from now on, we're going to make sure that there's a seal that's like that you break to know it hasn't been tampered with.
Well, I mean, one, technically that's stealing because the person paid for that. So if he's eating it, that's stealing. And that's kind of unsanitary because if he's a delivery driver, he's out in unsanitary conditions. And if you're opening the food using your hands, that's unsanitary.
I mean, what do you think about this, Alex?
Well, according to a bunch of like popular job search sites, food delivery companies pay an employee around $250 a month, and they're only making like a dollar per order, but they work really long hours. They don't have time to take breaks. If they need a break, they lose out on potential income. And then in India especially, you know, I mean, you're getting paid way less. That's American dollars.
Yeah, not thriving, yeah.
So the question is, like, what is more moral? To not get upset if your delivery driver who is starving eats the food that he is supposed to be delivering, or that the person that is paying for the food should be able to get their food that they had paid for. You know what I'm saying?
You should like, not tamper fair? With my food. I don't care if you're balling, and I don't care, and I don't mean it that way, but I don't. It doesn't. There's no excuse if you're you know, have nothing and you have to go to a food kitchen or a soup kitchen at night, which hopefully that's available out there. I don't know what's available to this man where he's at. My point is your circumstance, like if somebody pays for a product, that doesn't give me the right if I was in this man's position to eat their food.
Exactly.
If Porkchop ordered a meal and I'm that guy that I'm starving to death, which nobody can imagine me doing that, but... I can't just eat or take a nibble of something. That doesn't give me a right.
Trust me, I've been in that situation. Where
you work in the food industry or did right before you were in radio. So what do you think?
And I've been like so broke and that I've needed food and was hungry. And here's what I've done. Like I go to my manager and just tell him the truth. I'll be like, hey, look, like I don't got much cash right now. You know, while I'm at work, I'll be like, is there something, you know, something that doesn't cost a lot, like a piece of cucumber or like a French fry? Like, obviously that's looked down upon if you just, you know, go get it yourself. But if you ask the manager, it makes it right. They can approve that.
You talk to the chef like, hey, can you drop that piece of chicken real quick for me?
Yeah, right. Fry that up for me.
Give a little of that floor basting. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What do you think? Do you think that there should be some compassion shown to this driver and like he shouldn't have been fired? Because he ended up getting terminated because he was caught on camera doing that. Or like, no, unfortunate situation, but that's what you do.
Karma's going to get him.
This is such a hard thing to talk about in debate because I can totally see your side, Joe, and I can understand the point of I'm so hungry, I just need to eat something. It's so hard. I don't know what the right answer is, so I'm really curious to see what you think. 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539 or on social media at Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Kind of a moral dilemma here. I want to be a compassionate person. Like, I think you should help out your fellow man. But I don't think the company's necessarily wrong for firing their driver. The guy is starving. This is happening in India. He was sampling a box of food on his motorcycle that he was delivering for a person, and they saw this video that somebody shot, and they fired him for it. I mean, you can't just open up people's stuff and start eating it.
Or can you? Because you're poor and hungry. That's the question that people are debating on Twitter right now.
And listen, I don't know. I just don't want anybody to say like I'm heartless, because that ain't the question. That ain't the answer. Let's talk to TJ this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. You've heard the story. What do you think, TJ?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, TJ, are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth? If you are, can you get off it? Because I can barely hear you. I need you just to talk regular into your phone.
Okay, give me a second, please.
Oh, no problem. You do what you got to do.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You sound amazing, TJ. What's going on?
Okay. So I'm from India, too. And I know this issue has happened. This is one of the biggest delivery apps in India called Zomato.
Uh-huh.
I did see the video of the guy tasting the food. But let me tell you, talking about the poor and, you know, the hungry part is fine. But if you look at the video, he was literally tasting from every box. So if I'm hungry, I would rather just eat up one box and go to the client and say, sir, I'm sorry, I ate this food because I was hungry. I'm about to pass out. But he literally tasted from each box.
He had the sampler, back. TJ.
That makes a difference. Yeah. See, I didn't even pick up on that. You are absolutely right
but
to point that out.
TJ, Alex, and Porkchop, who's losing his mind over here, he just pictures me sampling it all. Do you think, I'm just thinking as like the fat person, when I don't want to get caught with stuff, if I sample a little here, a little there, maybe you won't notice. You know what I mean? Compared to like,
maybe that's what he was thinking.
Who ate all this food? But if you do a little here, a little here, it's like nobody would see it. Or you may not notice.
Yeah,
like,
it's absolutely wrong. I mean, there's something called integrity. So you don't cheat at your workplace. That's your workplace and you were doing your job.
You are right.
No matter what, I would go back to the boss and like you just mentioned, right? I would tell him, hey, I can't do my duty today. I'm hungry. Give me food. Or go to the person. People are very compassionate in India. So go to the person who you're delivering the food to and tell, you know, sir, can you tip me well today? Because I'm running low on money and I need food to eat.
Yeah.
Trust me, people in India. I mean, if I were the person, I would give my entire box of food to that person.
Aww. TJ, that's so nice of you. Hey, can you order some food right now? Because I'm kind of hungry. I need you to share it with me, TJ. Please.
Yeah, we haven't had breakfast.
All right, we love you, TJ.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You have a great day. Derek, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on? What do you think?
Absolutely not. It's unacceptable. I think if you ordered food at a restaurant and the waitress took a fry on your way to the table and you witnessed her do it, you're probably not going to want that plate of food.
No.
And or if you ordered a pizza and you waited 30, 40 minutes for the pizza to get there and you notice a piece of pizza is missing. Yeah, you notice a piece of pizza is missing. Being a delivery driver is going to square up.
Derek. I'm going to throw some buzz. Derek.
You don't mess with the pizza. Also,
no.
I did not see the video. I heard the previous lady talking that he was finger banging every box instead of just one box. So that's definitely not right.
Hey, Derek, man, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate it.
I'm laughing so hard because I'm imagining, like, what if I'm waiting tables at Applebee's and, Joe, let's say you came, right? And
I totally see you doing this.
No, let's say you waited, like, 20 minutes for your burger and I deliver you a plate that's, like, empty. I'm like, sorry, I ate your burger. Is that okay? Like, you would lose your mind.
No, I'd be on the dummy of the day. I'd be getting arrested.
Dude, I'm so paranoid now because I, like, live off of DoorDash and just the thought of somebody, like, wanting to taste what I ordered, it makes me want to throw up. But we got a tweet from Fading Wonder at Joan Alex Show. She said, I don't think that he should have been fired. I have been homeless and to the point where I thought I was going to starve to death, but he should have talked to his manager about his situation and should have been forced to go and buy that meal again out of pocket.
Dang. All right.
Wow.
Well, that's what you think. You can let us know on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, we got your dummy. Your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. This involves the Salvation Army. You know those people that ring the bells?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this person beat somebody up. I'll tell you why. Time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So I always admire these people that work for the Salvation Army, like they volunteer, and they ring the bell, cling, 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 outside of the stores, you know, try to get you to donate a little bit of change, helping out. Now, I don't know what happened here, but it makes me kind of afraid now of those bell ringers. Listen to this news story about a bell ringer gone, well, I guess dummy of the day.
A Salvation Army bell ringer is likely to face criminal charges after he allegedly ingests PCP and assaults a customer outside a Walmart. It happened last Wednesday in Germantown. Police were called to the store after 40-year-old David Kelly allegedly stopped collecting donations and licked vials that appeared to contain oil.
Ew.
Witnesses say Kelly appeared agitated, shouted obscenities, and then hit a customer in the face shortly after.
I mean, can we really be mad at him for doing PCP, though, if he's out there, like, giving his time and all that stuff to helping the poor?
I'm going to say yes. You can't come up to me, give me a coin, I don't have any. Ah, stop it! Stop it! Okay, here, take my debit card. That right there is your dummy of the day. You can check it on out at joeandalexshow.com. Yeah, jingle bell, baby. Jingle bell, Jingle Joe is hooking you up. I got some stuff from the store. It's really, really cheap and it was on clearance, so don't complain about it. Not true, actually. Did you like that? That was a little bop I made up in my head.
Just right now?
Yeah. Wow. You think I wrote that? That's freestyle, baby. Hey, we are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are live on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Hi, everybody.
People are waving to us. Hello, woo-hoo. Hello, hello. Hi there, hi.
Okay, at this time, all this week, we're giving away Christmas presents to other people. Today, it's my turn to present to Alex, producer Porkchop, and Liv the Web Girl. So far, people have been amazing. Liv killed it with her presentation the other day. You gave out some great gifts. Then, producer Porkchop, he killed it yesterday. Alex, of course, will be tomorrow to wrap up our last show of 2018. I am ready now. I'm ready to present to you guys the gifts. Now, let me throw this out here. You can see it on our Instagram Live, but I'll describe it. I had these presents wrapped. I actually put in the effort and I wrapped them. I put your gifts inside of a brown paper bag, just like my father-in-law Ken does. He takes it in there, folds the bag over, staples it, clank, clank, and it's done. My wife said, oh, hell no, you're not going to do it that way.
Your wife was right.
So, and you know what she said too? She's like, well, they all know I'm going to help, and if it looks like that, they're going to think that I'm a terrible person. I'm like, take yourself out of this. It's about me. So, with no further ado, I would like to hook you guys up with your Christmas gifts this morning. Who would like to go first?
Gift me.
All right.
Gift me.
Producer Porkchop, you got a little card I also included over there, a little brown card.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Why's it got to be brown?
Well, what color would you prefer? Go ahead and open up your card first.
Okay.
I want to know what it says inside.
All right. It says... Well, it looks like there's a pork chop. Oh, that's a piece of ham on the front. And it says, warm wishes. And then it says, ham, pork chop. They're the same animal anyway. Wishing you and Chase a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Joe and Lindsay.
That's nice. I like the card.
There you go.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm glad you like the card. Now go ahead and open up your gift.
This one?
Yep.
So no one listening to the radio can... I'm going to describe.
Describe your gift.
It weighs... less than my parakeet.
Okay.
So it weighs about 1 pound.
And what's your parakeet's
less.
Name?
Frank.
Okay.
It's from Frank from Shameless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So let's see what it is.
We thought it was a girl at first, but it's actually a boy. So anyways.
That's what they thought about me. Hey. Hey.
Ooh, very nice. It is a $25 Target Visa gift card.
There you go.
Now, the reason I got you that, it wasn't to cop out, but I don't know what you need, man. You're
I told you
mess.
A good gift idea.
But see, I don't know. I think he already has one of those.
No, he said he doesn't have a good one.
Okay. And now that we can't talk about it in case no, Santa
we need it for
to
your
you.
Birthday.
I was going to say, trust me, this is very much
but
appreciated.
But I didn't know. Like, I know you need groceries, so I was like,
yeah,
get
you know I need everything.
So I didn't know what to get you. So I hope that doesn't suck too much.
No, trust me, very much appreciated. Thank
see,
you.
I feel like mine are so lame already. Ready. Live the web girl.
Live the present
I'll go
girl.
Now.
Go ahead and grab your card.
Oh, where's my card?
I think it's inside of there.
Oh, hold on. I'm reaching.
She's looking. She's sifting in her Snuggie.
Maybe I didn't give you a card?
I don't think you
Liv
gave
and I both
a
got
card.
A Snuggie from our boss
oh, wait,
for Christmas.
I got it.
Okay, open up your card.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm opening it up.
live on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. You can see.
Oh my gosh, it's Elf. It says OMG Christmas.
Cute.
Merry Christmas, Liv. Have a very happy holiday. Love. Joe, Lindsay, and Paddington.
Oh, the one dog. The other one didn't make the cut.
The other dog's like, I don't like her.
No, I like Paddington, and Paddington loved me. Okay, now I'm opening it up. And whatever it is looks very cozy right away. It is. Oh, my goodness gracious, Joe. You killed it with the present. He got me a heated micro plush throw blanket.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God, I'm so excited because that's me. That's what I got.
Let's see, Alex. What did you get? Porkchop, right. Take the camera, and we'll see what Alex got for Christmas here.
Okay, my card is first. My card is, oh, it's Dwight Schrute from The Office. It says, may your holidays be merry and Dwight. That's my favorite TV show. If you don't know, I've said it 100 million times. Merry Christmas, Alex. Hope you have been admirable and not impish this year. Have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Love, Joan Lindsay. I love it. I like the thing. It's funny that you left the dogs off of mine.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a dog person. Oh, my gosh. I'm so stoked for this. Yes, and I got a heated blanket, too.
Yep, heated blanket for both of you, because that way I'll never have to hear how cold it is again.
Yes. Thank you so much. We have our Snuggie from our boss, Charisse, and now Liv and I both have a heated blanket, which I am... This is, I mean, the number one thing I wanted. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Much,
can I talk about how awkward this is? And it sucks when people buy the same gifts for each other, because our boss, Charisse, the other day after the show, she came in and Alex was sick, so she went home, but Liv was still here at like 11 o'clock. And what did our boss give you, Liv?
She gave me a blanket that's like a giant hoodie, basically.
Right, the Snuggie thing.
It's on our Instagram right now. You can see it at Joan Alex Show.
She looks like a monk.
She does like, home.
We have monk music. We have monks.
That's so funny.
That's totally Liv.
When she did that, I was like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. This is the worst thing ever. What am I going to do? So I thought about returning your blankets. Do you want them
though? Oh my gosh, no. I still want mine.
We like to double up, because I mean, sometimes we wear winter coats even in the summer in here because we freeze to death.
I'm not
and
joking.
A blanket.
I am wearing this like hoodie blanket thing plus my winter coat as a blanket, and I'm still freezing.
See? It'll be perfect.
Cool.
Well, I love it. Thank you.
Good luck. I hope you like it. Alex, how do you feel tomorrow? You're the last one to do presents.
I'm feeling pretty darn good about the situation for tomorrow. So this time tomorrow, you will get to hear what I brought everyone on the show.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Once again, if you miss us, you can check it out on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Tomorrow on the show, oh, it's going to be so much fun. We're going to hook you up again with an Amazon Echo Dot at 8 o'clock. Before that, Freak Show Friday, let that happen. And Alex, I'm really excited to see what you get us all at 9 o'clock for the Christmas present presentation.
That's right. I can't wait.
All right. Hey, if you missed anything on the show, check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Follow us on social media. It's Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. All right. We got to get out of here. So, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.